Damon?
Yes, I'm here.
We got distracted. It's Emmanuel.
Yeah.
The help team.
Yeah.
Yes. You said you mostly use it for residential use, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then give me the address where you had the most exposure to the product.
Yes. 4253 34th Street, San Diego, California, 92104.
Oh, you're in California. Cool. We're also in California, but we're above you. We're in Orange County. So
nice.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Let me type in your address. Cool. And then did any family also get exposed to it at your home and got sick? Any friends, family, or neighbors, or not really?
No, not okay. No.
Oh, you drew the short stick, as they say then. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 47.
47, okay. And so you were between the ages of 18 and 79, so let me click that button. And about how many years did you use the Roundup for?
About 14.
14 years, okay. So you definitely would have used it more than 10 days and then at least 1 year before you were diagnosed, is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let me click that there. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to read off a list of other ailments that may or may not apply to you. I'm going to put no unless you stop me and say that you have this illness currently.
Okay.
There's hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, Epstein-Barr, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, other cancers requiring chemotherapy. No to all those?
Yes, no.
Okay.
No to all those.
And do you have an organ transplant or no?
No.
And then do you have family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then, Damon, will you go ahead and spell out your first middle name if it applies and last name?
Yes. It's Damon, D-A-M-O-N, James, J-A-M-E-S, and Nice, N-I-C-E.
Perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then you're not a junior or senior, are you?
No.
Okay. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Male.
Thank you. And then about how did you first make the connection that the Roundup got you sick? Was it something you saw online or on TV or read about or were told by a medical professional?
I started to have symptoms of something and I went to see a medical professional.
Okay. Let me type that up. Was told by a medical professional. Okay. And then would that have been back in May of 2019 when you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then this next question asks for your height and weight.
I'm 5'10", 170 pounds.
5'10", 170. That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm close to about 200 pounds right now. I'm trying to go down to 175. We're the same height, so I'm trying to shed a little bit.
You get there quick.
it's been more difficult than I've thought. But this is your cell phone, right? 619-353-4998?
Correct.
Okay. And then what would be the best email address for you?
NiceFries53@gmail.com.
So that's NiceFries?
FRYS.
FRYS53@gmail.com. Okay,
correct.
Perfect. And then about how many times a year did you use the Roundup?
In a year, I'd probably say 30 plus.
30 plus
times
a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I use it weekly, so.
Okay, so we'll say 30 plus a year, and then you already confirmed that you sprayed it at least 1 year before you were diagnosed, and then this was in 2019 that you were diagnosed, and you used it for about 14 years, so you would have started sometime in 2005. Did I do the math right?
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Correct.
And you would have stopped in 2019. And when you sprayed it, I know it was residentially. Was it mostly that you got the concentrate and mix it yourself, or did you get the premix that had the sprayer already, or how did you?
I use both when I could get it. The concentrate's hard to find.
Okay, so residential use, both concentrate and premix, sprayed around the yard. And about how big would you say the yard was, roughly?
Probably 50 by 50, maybe. 50 feet by 50 feet.
Okay. 50 by 50, so let me type that up. And then did you normally wear protective gear when spraying, or not really?
Not really. I mean, gloves, basically.
Okay. I'll put gloves. And then it was you directly spraying the product, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let me type that in here. And then we know that you said about 30 times a year times the 14 years, so about 420 uses, roughly, give or take. And now, was your home on a well or, I'm sorry, a well water or city water?
No, I'm on city water.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or not really?
No, not that I would know of.
Okay.
No.
And then you use both the concentrate and the premix, so let me put that in there. And then did you normally get the product at a larger store like a Home Depot or usually a smaller mom and pop? Okay.
No, Home Depot.
Okay. And then I know it's been several years since you used the product last, so you may not have any, but I just have to ask, did you keep any receipts or any empty containers or anything like that?
No, not now. You know.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. Yeah, it's been years and years. And then this one asks if you've ever been a smoker.
Yes.
And then about how many years would you say you've smoked?
Probably five.
Five. Okay. And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
I'm self-employed.
Okay. Let me put this here. Let's go. What kind of work do you do?
Well, right now I'm doing basically maintenance work for a large apartment complex. Just inside maintenance, not no outside maintenance.
Gotcha. Okay. And you work for, so they contract you then, do they?
Yes.
Okay. Very neat. And then have you ever lost any time from work because of your treatments or anything related to your condition?
Yeah.
Okay. About how long would you say you lot time you lost, would you say, roughly?
A year, probably. A full year.
Okay, perfect. Let me write that down. And then this one asks if you've ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workman's comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a disorderly conduct like a long time ago.
Conduct many years ago. Okay. Type that in. And then let me go ahead and get the medical center facility or hospital that diagnosed you. I'll find the address. I just need the name and the city it's in.
It's Scripps Medical Center, San Diego. It's Scripps San Diego is what it's called. Scripps Mercy San Diego.
Oh, okay. The one on Fifth Avenue?
Yeah, exactly it.
Perfect. Let me write that down. And then do you recall your doctor's name?
Marin Xavier.
Marin Xavier. Okay. It's a woman, right? A female?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me put that in here. Sorry, it's just having me type this in. And either yourself or the doctor or the medical facility will have medical records, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me just finish filling in the details here. It'd be cool if, like, if you put it in one place, it would put it in multiple, but it has me just fill it in. Now, do you recall the kind of treatment that you received? Was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery? Do you remember?
It was chemo and immuno. Chemo and immunotherapy.
Okay. And do you remember roughly the date that they would have started the first treatment?
May of 2019, May 22nd, approximately.
May 20. Okay, perfect. Very helpful. Let me put that there. 5/22/2019.
19.
And then the address you gave me earlier, is that still your current mailing address?
Yes.
Okay. Let me type that in there. And then we're just about done. Two more sections here. This one just asks, or it says that we normally request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No.
Okay. Let me put NA here. And then the last section is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to retrieve your records, your date of birth.
41072.
41072, and then the last four of the social.
Sure. 2279. Wait. No, 2799. I'm sorry, 2799. Sorry, I had to go through it in my head.
2799. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
You should be getting a text message right now from an automated DocuSign phone number. It's also going to go to your email. I forgot to ask one question here. Are you married or unmarried?
I'm married.
Unmarried? Okay. And then let
married,
me go.
Married.
Oh, married? Married. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Let me put.
Yes.
Okay. So then it's going to ask for the spouse name.
Jen Fryer.
Jen? G-E-N?
Yep.
J-E-N. Oh, sorry, J-E-N. And then... You said Fryer, F-R-Y-E-R?
F-R-Y, correct.
Okay. And there you go. And that makes sense, the email. It's both your guys' last name. Okay.
Right.
Alrighty.
How we use it, you know?
So it's going to spin here. It's spinning, and it'll tell me if anything else was missed or if it'll go through here right now. Let's see. And then it's still spinning, so it's just about done. Let's see, spin.
Cool.
It says API. It said I got an error with the document. Let me try again. It's doing an API error, which I'm not a tech person. I don't know what that means.
All right.
Is anything populating for you?
No.
Okay, it shows sent on my end. Let me see. Let me refresh.
Okay.
Yeah, it shows sent on my end. Did it come through?
The text. Let me see. Email. The email.
It would have gone to text and email.
Okay, I'm looking right now. One second. Oh, all right. We're checking that.
Okay.
Mm. Who's it from?
It's going to be from DocuSign. It's an automated text message.
DocuSign?
Okay. Yeah.
It's a text message.
Text and email. So nicefries53 at Gmail and 619.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see it yet. What? No, I don't see it yet.
Let me try resending it then. Let's see if it'll let me.
Okay.
I just hit the resend button.
Okay.
Also, I know depending on the service provider, sometimes it won't get to you until you're off the phone. Who's your cell phone provider?
Who's our cell? What? Cricket? Cricket?
Okay, yeah, I think that's one of the ones. Okay, so what I'm going to do is let you go for now. The number on your caller ID is my direct line. So if you don't see it after we hang up in a couple of minutes, send me a text message that you still didn't get it, and then maybe I'll try forwarding it to your wife or something. But it should get to you as soon as we're off the phone in a couple moments, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, and then if you can't figure out the e-sign, just text me, and then maybe I can call your wife's cell, and then you can use your phone while while we're on the phone together. Okay?
Oh, we got it. We just got it.
Oh, you just got it already.
Yeah.
Then let's try and open that up. See if it lets you open it up while you're on the phone.
Yep. Let's see. Yes, it's thinking.
Okay.
Okay. Is it still? Yep. It's coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Alrighty. Then let's try to open it up, and then I'll walk you through it super quick.
Okay. Yeah, it's open.
Okay. And then I can't see what's on your screen, so just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you.
Okay, it says, please review and act on these documents.
Okay, and then if you scroll down, it should let you maybe check off. So if you tapped it open and you scroll down, it might let you check off a box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. If you click that, it should let you hit continue after.
Okay, yep, we're there.
And then after you hit continue, it should let you hit a start button.
Yes.
And after you hit the start button, you should just be able to hit anywhere that's highlighted in yellow, and it should bring up a white box to draw your name with your finger, not your fingernail, but with your finger, then adopt that signature.
Yes.
It'll place it everywhere else that needs a signature, and you'll just kind of tap, tap, tap until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. It might also ask you for your initials.
Okay, my initials, yes. I'll put it in there. It's a little box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I did, and I'm submitting it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
And then let me know after you hit the yellow submit button or finish button.
Yes, it's we're going through it right now. We're going through it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I got to sign it right here. It says, what is it? My initials. Okay. My initials again. Okay. And we put that in. Okay. And I believe that's everything.
Okay. Did it let you hit the finish button?
Is there a finish button? Yep. I hit it.
And then as long as... Yeah, it shows completed, so you're all set, Damon. I will let the team know that that's in. In about 2 or so weeks, the firm should give you a call directly. They're going to introduce themselves, double check my work, make sure there's no spelling errors, and then accept that file into their system. But anytime until then, if you have questions, you can just text or call me directly. We're in the same time zone. We're open Monday to Friday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. And then standard lunch hours at 12.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye for now.
All right. Thank you. All right.